Welcome to episode 129 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. Continuing my catch-up of recent events, this week I'm bringing you a slightly shorter recording which I made at the end of a busy day on the way to this year's Goodwood Revival event in West Sussex. Now, you've probably heard me talk a fair bit in the past about the importance of organisation and effective planning when arranging photo shoots. 99% of the time, everything will be in place well before the shoot date, but sometimes, for whatever reason, that just doesn't happen, and often for reasons out of your control. In this edition then, I'm recounting my experiences of a recent commission where, despite my best efforts, I had to chase my client right up to the morning of the shoot itself. So, welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 129. It's just about 6:10 of an evening, it's 20 degrees outside, thereabouts, and it's, yeah, just a really nice mild evening. Now, the weather is nice and serene and what have you, but my day and my last couple of days have been anything but relaxing. And not for a negative reason, actually. But what I want to do today is just catch up with you guys on a shoot that I did a couple of days ago, because it's something that I think you will be interested to hear about, something a little bit different perhaps, and I just have not had the chance to talk about it when I wanted to. So let's rewind a couple of days, and actually no, let's go back a week. So a week or so ago, I had a meeting with a client about a shoot that was due to take place this week in London, and that shoot involved a sort of an after-school service for kids. I won't go into too much details because there's no need, but there's this after-school service to do with education, and so we had this meeting on Monday and we talked about various things about the shoot, and I've worked with this client before. And as a result, you know, we have a trust thing, we know how we work, and, you know, things kind of slip a little bit, or there's a, you know, you don't need to go through quite the same levels of, I know, organisational protocol with certain people. So it was left that my client had already booked me and told his client, because this is a marketing agency, or design agency rather, he'd already told his client that we've got the photographer and, you know, the shoot was set up for this particular day. So I had said, okay, I'll go away and I'll send you some examples just to forward on for your client so you can see the sort of things that we're going to be shooting, and I'll also give you the price, I'll confirm. Now, of course, you wouldn't normally book you wouldn't book a photographer and then not, you know, without first confirming the price. And this makes me very, very nervous, even with people that I've worked with before and the people that I trust and I like. And I do like these guys that I've worked with, you know. So anyway, that was that. And I'd said to him, right, in order to put the price together, and this is a shoot in London, I said, I have to have the exact address, because you can't just say, okay, it's in London, because London's a pretty big place. You could be north, it could be over as far as sort of up towards Essex, it could be, you know, it could be 2 minutes around the corner from Waterloo, which if I was on the train would be, you know, I would arrive in Waterloo, so it would be really close, which would equate to less expense for the client, because obviously I wouldn't be charging them for much in the way of travel. So we had the meeting. It got to, what was it, Thursday or Friday? No, it got to Friday last week. And when you guys listen to this, we'll probably be about 2 weeks, 2 weeks or 3 weeks on from when this happened. So I got to the Friday, and because I was rushing around and I was just about to head off to the outdoor trade show up in Warwickshire, Stoneleigh Park, I had to quickly send him an email and I said, look, I'm out of the office after this until I'm back late Monday. I won't be able to do certain things to do with the shoot, the planning. And as it turns out, I got in about 10:30 or 11 o'clock that Monday night, with the view to having the shoot on the Tuesday. So I got to Friday and I said, look, I really do need to have just this, I just need a postcode, because then I can confirm it's getting awfully close. And given some past shoots we've done, I knew that, you know, there would need to probably be some negotiation on price, because, you know, people do like to get the best deal and what have you. So nothing had happened, and then I was out all day Monday, back late, and sure enough, because he'd basically tried to call me on the Monday, and I'd said I wasn't going to be able to talk. So I got to the Tuesday morning, and I'll cut a long story short, it got to 40 minutes before I was due to pick up his colleague before heading off to the shoot, and I still hadn't heard, and I still hadn't had confirmation. Just for a frame of reference, guys, if you're setting out in photography, be very careful if you're going to take on work without getting everything absolutely in black and white. And this guy knows that I insist on always having a contract signed, because it protects the client as much as it protects me. So you have to be careful. And I was 40 minutes late, and I was all set to pull the plug. And if I hadn't had confirmation and I hadn't had a signature, it wasn't going to happen. Anyway, I've only got a few minutes to chat today, so I'll speed this up. Long story short, it happened, we got the signature, and we went off and did the shoot. Now, the shoot was in absolute stark contrast to all the nonsense that came before it, and the unnecessary hassle. You know, it took up most of my morning, not knowing whether I was going to be doing the shoot, getting the kit together and all the rest of it. But the shoot was an absolute delight. You know, we arrived at 2 o'clock in London with a view that we'd be setting up, and the kids would be coming in about 3 o'clock. And it was, we just used natural light. It was sort of the lights in the ceiling. We did a few tests with some like studio flash. But it was decided that, just like a lot of my corporate work, to keep it absolutely natural light, just on the fly, because, you know, I didn't know exactly the quantity of people that were going to be coming through and the kids. It turns out that there were quite a few. There was about 70 in the end, and we made sure they signed model release forms, or rather their parents did, to grant permission for pictures to be used by the clients and what have you. So the quantity meant that actually working on the fly, somewhere in the region of ISO 2500 at f/4, 5.6, so it's quite bright, maybe down to 2.8 on occasions, on a D3 with a Nikon, this is a Nikon D3 with an 80 to 200mm lens, sometimes on a 24 to 70, 2.8 for some slightly wider shots. It just was, I love that sort of work. That, when I shoot corporate stuff, that's how I like to work. It's just very loose. We know what we have to shoot. The kids, basically, one or two were kind of live wires, and you expect them to play up to the camera a little bit. But in the most part, they all just got on with things, and the expressions were natural. You know, they got on with things, and the client was really happy. We finished about 8:30 in the evening. I had my laptop with me so we could just preview the pictures, which actually, to look at on the screen, wouldn't need any sort of post-production. So just to fast forward, I am on my way to Goodwood in West Sussex, where I'm about to undertake the Goodwood Revival, which is classic motor cars racing around a track and people in period costume and all this sort of thing. regular listeners, you will know that I have shot this every year for about 9 years. And it's in a complete, again, sort of contrast to the outdoors work that I shoot a lot, the corporate stuff that I do in offices and what have you. And like I say, I have had probably, I've driven probably about 9 hours. I had sort of a day in between just to sort of catch up on myself yesterday. But I've basically driven about 9 hours between the days, and I forget how many hundred miles, probably about 3, 4, 5, probably about, I don't know, 600 odd miles or something. So it's been a hectic old time. By the time you hear this, Goodwood will have been and gone. And of course, I will do my best, all being well, to record some audio surrounding that event, because I know you guys really like it. As I drive around the back roads here, approaching Goodwood, I can see two aeroplanes in the sky flying overhead. One of them is a Mustang and one of them is a Spitfire. This is part of the displays that that are going to be on show. I haven't had a chance even to check my brief yet, so I don't know if they are on there. I expect the aviation display will be. But like I say, this is a really quick recording because I've had such a hectic rush around time to the point where actually the passes, my staff pass, which obviously I'm working for Goodwood, I found out that it was sent out this past Monday, and this is the Thursday, and it only arrived in today's post, and I was all set to have a replacement ready for me to collect, and I was really pushing, literally to within 5 minutes of being able to collect it, otherwise I'd have to work out how to collect it tomorrow. But it has been an absolute hectic old time. Good fun. I love it. it's nice to be busy and all the rest of it. But I just wanted to have a really quick catch up with you. There are probably specifics that I've missed to do with this previous shoot that I was just telling you about. But I really, honestly don't have time to talk more than, I don't know, whatever this is going to be. 12-15 minutes. So this is just a very, very quick one this time. I have other audio in the can, as they say, ready to bring you. But as ever, if you've got any questions about what I've just alluded to, then you're going to have to get in touch, the usual channels, and I will happily answer any questions. But as for the here and now, it's a lovely evening. We've got rain on the way over the next few days, so goodness knows how that's going to affect things, because typically if it's really bad weather, we're probably not going to shoot a lot. Opportunity will be limited. So anyway, there we go. I'm just about to meet up with a colleague, literally just round the corner. So there we go. Very, very quick. I do apologise, but it's just one of those things. I've got about 3 days of editing Goodwood coming up after the event. I've also got a day of editing the London shots as well, not to mention catching up with all the people that I met, the contacts with the outdoor stuff at the outdoor trade show. So wow, I don't remember the last time I recorded something so quickly and probably so garbled. But there we go, guys. I hope that's been of interest and of use. But like I say, get in touch if you want to know any more information. It may be that at some point I can revisit that shoot with you and maybe do a post on the site about it in a bit more detail. Who knows? But there we go. For now, deep breath, looking forward to having a cup of tea in a minute. But for now, I shall leave it there. If you have any questions specifically about how to organise photo shoots, of course, just ask and I'll be happy to answer. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.
member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at CurrentPhotographer.com/podcast.